Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me,
around for me, around for me,
it's turning around. I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt.
I know he's working it out.
And it's turning around. The good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me. And sooner or later, turn in my favor.
was so excited to be back on the air another time. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founder and host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host for today, Sister Ruby Lowry. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, as we stand firmly upon our foundational scriptures, and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And I read that out of the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns. And her subject is They Overcame. And she's coming out the book of Revelations, chapter 12 and verse 11. And if you're able to come on, I think she's Carolina time, which would be 8 a.m. Their time there. If you're able to come on, it's a time that you can testify about the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for you. Sunday morning prayers at 7 a.m. Pacific time, and it's a corporate prayer where each and everyone can come on and can normally pray 5, 4, 6 minutes as the Lord sees fit. And we're normally on there for 30 minutes or as the Lord leads. So God bless. Please come on and join us with early Sunday morning prayer so the Lord can hear your voice in there too. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334, and it's for all of the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail any prayer requests or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny 54. And you can listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com. to hear our archive messages like I'm speaking now. And, you know, we appreciate and we are so thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you that call in and those that visit this broadcast by Internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off, because God has a rhema word for you. And we're just so excited. We want to introduce to y'all our founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana. Evangelist.
Amen, amen. Well, praise the Lord, Sister Ruby, and praise the Lord to all of our radio audience, those that are listening live and those that are on the call-in line. Amen. And those that may even go back into the archives a little later, we want to say praise ye the Lord. Truly, it is a blessing to have somebody that you can worship, you can praise, you can adore, you can love on. Whenever you feel like you're not loved and there's nobody to love on you, how about loving on Christ Jesus? Amen. One thing I love about the Lord, thank God for Sister Ruby with that beautiful opening, amen, as we say in our introduction, that God has a word just for you. And I'm excited every day because I know God is going to use somebody to share his word, not to pull them down, not to make them feel even worse than what they're feeling, but to uplift their spirit and to give them hope and to let them know that there isn't anything bigger than our God. Ah, I need somebody to say that today. Get that in your spirit. There's nothing and no one bigger than our God. Minister Democrat, if he was here, he would say, make God bigger. I'm saying that to you all today. Make God bigger than anything that you're going through, anything that you're experiencing that is causing you some discomfort. Take it to Jesus and make him bigger. Amen. I'm making God bigger. He's the biggest thing on my plate today. That's why I'm glad that I'm able to sit at his table and feast on this word. Amen. By way of announcement, we want to get this announcement out the way, and we're going to get right on into our segment. Again, I'm so excited. I'm excited about Jesus. You know, if you wake up in the morning and God renew his mercies upon you, that's something to be excited about. Amen. Don't worry about what else is going on. Just be excited about life, new life. This is a day that we've never seen before, and we'll never see August the 13th, 2014. We won't see this day again. So be excited about this day, because this truly is a day that the Lord has made. I certainly will rejoice and be glad about it. Amen. We're excited about this citywide crusade. Hallelujah. I've been hitting it up on the social media, and I'll be hitting it up until that time is upon us. We're sitting on about maybe 3 weeks and about 2 or 3 days. So maybe about 24 days we're sitting on before this event will take place here in the city of New Orleans. This is a vision that God birthed in my spirit almost 2 years ago and did not see it manifested. But this year, the Lord said, is going to be manifest in the city of my birth, and I'm excited. Amen. I have so many family members here. I tell you, if the Lord was to touch and deal with each one of their hearts, amen, I wouldn't have no need to go back out into the harvest. But that's where the souls are at. They're in the highways, in the hedges. They're on your job. Amen. They're in your grocery stores. They're in your cleaners. They're in your restaurants. They're in the department stores that we frequent. Amen. Souls are everywhere. Hallelujah. And that's what we should be doing. Going out, witnessing to souls, not witnessing to one another. We already saved. Those of you that are already saved, you have no need for anybody to come witness to you. Now, if you're discouraged, and if you're struggling, amen, and if you have some faults and some flaws that you haven't tried to correct, then you need your sister and your brother to pray with you, to fast with you, and to encourage you. Amen. So we're excited about this citywide crusade that will be held September the 4th through the 6th, 2014. And our theme is Empowering Souls for Destiny. And the Lord dropped it in my spirit to have the different men and women of God to come and share that particular theme for this whole month. So they'll be expounding on this theme, and we're excited that some of our speakers for the crusade will be speaking on this theme on a time of reflection here on this Blog Talk radio broadcast. So we're excited about what God is doing. We want to certainly invite you to visit our website. Some of you all may have gotten a text from me. We need you to sow. Amen. There's so much work that needs to be done in this city. Amen. And I know I'm only one person. I don't profess to be the great I am. But the assignment that God has given me in this season, I am going to be diligently pursuing the things that God has put in my spirit to accomplish. Amen. So I'm excited about what God is doing. So we want you all, those of you that have been with us from the inception of this broadcast and have supported this ministry, we need your financial support. Amen. We just don't need you to show up on the line. We need your financial support. Amen. And those of you that have been on the line, you know we don't come on here begging. Amen. We just ask. Amen. And that's what the Bible tells us to do. It says, ask and you shall receive. So we ask in each and every one of our radio listeners to sow a financial seed. We don't have no amount. If you don't have but $10, sow that $10. If you don't have but $25, sow the $25. If you don't have but $50, sow the $50. If you don't have but $100, sow that. But every seed that you sow, it will be going to the furtherance of the ministry that God has put in my spirit, amen, in this season. So go to our website at www.newdestinyministries. All you have to do is click the donate button, and we have a PayPal account, and that goes into New Destiny Ministries for the work that God has given us to do. Amen. So we wanted to throw that out there. That's a PayPal. Those of you that may not be able to go, you have smartphones, you can go to paypal.com and sow into New Destiny Ministries. Amen. There's a work that needs to be done here. I thank God that he is blessing us with all of the speakers that are coming in. They're coming in, and guess what? They're coming in at their own accord. They're paying their money to fly into this city. They're paying their money to go into the hotels and stay. And I say, somebody, I feel y'all's spirit. Somebody may be saying, okay, well, that's good. Yes, that's good. That's when you have people that love you. That's when you have people that buy into your vision. Everybody's not going to buy into your vision. But those that buy into your vision, God will put something special in their heart where they can show their appreciation and their love for the work that God has given you to do. One day God may speak to you to do a work. Amen. When he do that, you don't want to be out here by yourself. It's good to have friends. It's good to have people that will support you, not just during the good times, but during the rough times also. That's what a friend is. A friend is just not a person to support you when everything is good, but they're there to support you indeed. Amen. So we thank God for what he is doing. Again, that will be September the 4th through the 6th. Amen, that Thursday evening, and also that Friday we will be starting with seminars, the workshops, and then coming back Friday evening, and we will culminate, the service will culminate with a prayer breakfast where there will be a prophetic impartation from one of our apostolic fathers, and that's none other than Bishop Leo S. Lewis. Amen. We have a host of speakers that will be here. Dr. Singleton, you all know him, Bishop Alfred Singleton. We have Pastor Beatrice Martin, all the way from Stockton, California, will be here with us. We also have Apostle Anthony Hill out of Miami, Florida. We have Bishop R.C. Blake, who have been so gracious to allow us to host this event at his church, at one of his churches. Amen. We also have Pastor Tajana Logan all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. And we have Lady Antoinette Singleton, Bishop Alfred Singleton's wife, that will be here in this city. That's seven people coming from abroad. The only speaker that is local is Bishop R.C. Blake. So we want you all to continue to pray for these speakers that are coming into this city, and pray for the souls, the harvest that we see coming into the kingdom of God. Amen. Again, we're excited about our speaker today. We just love this young woman. Amen. She's been a blessing in our life. She has prayed for us. Amen. She has ministered for us several times on this radio blog. Amen. So we're honored to have her with us today. We thank God for the sacrifice that she has made to come and share the word of God with us on today. Amen. So that is none other than Pastor Miracle Burleson of God's House Church International, all the way from Houston, Texas. Amen. So with no further ado, we're going to present to some and introduce to others the speaker of the hour, Pastor Miracle Burleson. And where I seen a call that dropped, but there she is. I can see her now. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Did she drop again? Sister Ruby? All right. Sister Ruby.
Oh, she should be back on in a minute. She dropped. We have quite a few callers that we haven't seen on the line, maybe. Do you have your switchboard up?
Yes, I do.
Want to call while we're waiting on her? We have quite a few unknown.
Okay. Well, what we want to do is, Sister Ruby, we're going to just, there's a miracle. Is that her at the 5678?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen, amen. God bless you, woman of God. We're just so excited about you coming and share on our crusade theme today. We just bless the Lord for you. We're going to ask you to open up however you want with the word of prayer, and however the Lord leads you today, let him lead and guide you and speak what he has given
amen.
You to speak to the people today. So God bless you.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Definitely honor you, Evangelist Bernard, and I'm just so grateful
yes.
for you. Amen.
Yes.
And Sister Ruby Lowry, thank God for your faithfulness and, you know, your partnership with the ministry. And I'm excited and deeply honored to be
yes.
connected and to be on the line today with you all. You know, there is a word from the Lord, and so I just thank God for you.
Right.
Let's just pray. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we worship you and we love you. Lord God, we bless you. Thank you for being our Lord. Thank you for being our Savior, Lord God. Thank you for your great grace, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God, to help us, Lord God, to follow after you with all of our hearts, Lord God. Thank you for keeping
Thank
us in the world but from the world, Lord God. Hallelujah. Blessing us not to be of the world, Lord. We worship you today. Hallelujah. You are a keeper. We honor you, Lord God, and we give you all of the praise, Father God, giving you thanksgiving right now. We thank you, Lord God, for this ministry. Thank you for all that you're doing, Lord God, with New Destiny Ministries, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for elevation, Lord. We thank you for the city of New Orleans. We thank you for revival, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for every need met, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Lord God, for stirring on the hearts, Lord God, of partners. Hallelujah. To soul, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Increase, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah,
the season of reproach, Lord God, is over, but this is a mighty time, Father God, of support, said the Spirit of the Lord. You're going to feel that support.
Hallelujah.
So I'm raising up the support, said the Lord. And you shall feel supported. Hallelujah. Even with their finances, said the Lord. Faithfulness, saith the Lord. I'm raising up many, many, many who will be faithful. Hallelujah. You will call and they will come.
Hallelujah.
For it is a new time, saith the Spirit of the Lord. My hand is upon this ministry.
Hallelujah.
I show myself faithful to those who are faithful. Hallelujah. Whatsoever good any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord.
Yes, God.
Even according to your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Others of like precious faith, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Undergirding, says God. I'm undergirding you. I'm lifting you up. And I'm causing you to be supported. Hallelujah. In such a supernatural way, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm pouring fresh oil into this work, into this ministry,
yes,
a supernatural anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You,
raising it up. God, we worship you. Find on a hand selected one, says the Spirit of the Lord for this work. I have assembled them, said the Spirit of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We worship you, Jesus Christ. We honor you, Jesus Christ. And we thank you for your word today. We declare, Lord God, court in agreement with your word, that your word is alive and quick. It cuts asunder. It's sharper than a two-edged sword, Lord God. We thank you that your word is doing surgery, Lord God, as it goes forth, Lord God, in the spirits of your people. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you're separating
God.
That which you're strengthening from that. Hallelujah. What you're removing, Lord God. Hallelujah. Your word shall not return unto you void. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that every ear is anointed to hear. Thank you, Father, that
every heart
is receptive to receive. Thanking you, oh, Father, that the word of God, it falls on good ground today, and it produces a supernatural harvest of change in the lives of your people, precious Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord God, as the sound goes forth, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you that your people shall hear you. The word of God says that you search all things, yea, the deep things of God. And I declare, Lord God, that every need on this line is met, every need for direction, every need for encouragement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every need, hallelujah, concerning the preparation that you're doing in your people. So every need is met. For the Spirit of the Lord is the lifter of your hand. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Fill us to overflowing, Lord God, with your Spirit. Overflow, overflow. Let there be an overflow on this today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let there be an overflow on this broadcast. Hallelujah. Just open your spirit up right now and just receive. Prepare to receive from the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There shall be an outpour, saith the Lord. I'm pouring out. I'm filling you up. So not coming back for a people on empty, but I'm coming back for a people on full. I'm filling you up, said the Spirit of the Lord. I'm causing an overflow. So much oil that somebody wants to borrow some, said the Spirit of the Lord. Just look like you got too much oil. Now is the time, said the Spirit of the Lord, that I shall pour out my spirit. I'm pouring it out. There are no reserves. I'm pouring it out. Receive the outpour, said the Spirit of the Lord. No dryness, said the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you praise. We say, yes, Lord. Fill us up. Yes, Lord. More, 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 God. More, more, more.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there's a call from the Lord, those on this line, those on this broadcast, real of us, that draw in closer to the vision. Hallelujah. Draw in closer to the vision. Thank you, Lord. Draw in closer. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Draw in closer, says the Spirit of the Lord, to this vision. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. And he's saying that in terms of financial support. He's saying that in terms of supporting whatever is going on with this ministry. Hallelujah. Even those that are calling in and dialing in, he says, draw in closer to the vision. How closer, 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 said the Spirit of the Lord. Draw in closer to this woman of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, and we bless you, Lord, and we thank you for her. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
How many of us are going to be obedient and draw in closer? Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Draw in closer. Make your way. We got to make our way to New Orleans. Hallelujah. We got to make our way to PayPal. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God, I love you.
We love you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. You know, a good intention is not good enough.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Mm. A good intention, you don't get any credit for that.
Ah.
Amen. Many times we intend to do things. You know, we intend to give. We intend to, you know, sometimes even it's an encouraging text message, and we'll put that off. But, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is saying He wants us to move. He's stirring hearts even right now. He's stirring in your spirit even right now some things. Hallelujah. How you can come in closer to this vision. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How? What is some specific things?
Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We shall be obedient. We shall be obedient to God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Glory be to God. Well, thank you, Lord. There's a word from the Lord today. In the Spirit of the Lord, He wants to deal with our hearts concerning a kingdom mindset. Amen. A kingdom mindset.
Hallelujah.
And that word mindset, hallelujah, you know, it has to do with, you know, our mind, obviously. Our mind has been designed by the Lord to set in certain positions. Hallelujah. You know, our mind is, it was designed by the Creator God to set. Hallelujah.
Mm.
And what kind of things set our mind? Well, our environment creates mindset. From the time that you were born, your environment began to set your mind. Hallelujah. It began to set your mind concerning certain things and certain truths that your mind began to pick up on, and it set itself based on your environment. What were some of the mindsets in your environment when you were young? Some mindsets was poverty. Your mind got set right there. Hallelujah. Mm. It picked up on that poverty all around you. It picked up on that poverty in your house. It picked up on that lack in the kitchen. It picked up on the lack in the gas tank when it's time to go to school. It was picking up on all of this, and it began to set itself to poverty. Hallelujah. Your mind began to set itself. Some minds began to set toward confusion because all around you was confusion. Things seemed to be unstable, and the mind began to pick up on that, and the mind developed a set pattern for confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Many mindsets. Hallelujah, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Before you even had an idea that your mind was setting itself, before you even realized what your mind was doing, it was already running on a program from the Creator God, and it was setting itself. Hallelujah. And as the mind was setting itself, it was setting itself for life.
My.
Hallelujah. It was setting itself for destiny. It was setting itself from your beginning to your end. And this mind fully intended on locking you into this place for the rest of your life.
All right.
Hallelujah. Many minds got set for a bad relationship from a very young age because the relationship, maybe the relationship with the parents wasn't where it was supposed to be. Maybe parents were missing, one parent missing, maybe both parents missing. Some people grew up in foster homes, and that mind began to set itself toward, hallelujah, something that you needed from a relationship that you weren't getting, and it locked you in for life, and you've never been able to get what you need out of a relationship. Hallelujah. That mind locks you in. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Lord said, I created the mind to set. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Lord wants us to be very aware that whether we have intentionally programmed or not, we are dealing with the mindset. Hallelujah. Our mind has been set. In every area of life, financially, your mind is already set you up for something for the rest of your life. Hallelujah. What mindsets are you dealing with? Praise the name of the Lord. What has your mind declared over your future? Hallelujah. What has your mind declared, hallelujah, over what God has called you to do? Is your mind in agreement with what God said, or is it set in opposition? Hallelujah. Is it in agreement with the word of God, or is it set opposing everything that God has called you to do? What has been sabotaging you? Could it be your mind? Praise the name of the Lord. Could this mind that God created with such genius, hallelujah, could it be working against the overall plan and will of God for you? Hallelujah. And you've made a decision. You said, I will follow Jesus. You said yes to the call. You said yes to the assignment. But then you wonder why there seems to be, you know, a hindrance. There seems to be, hallelujah, these things that come up, obstacles. You wonder why things just don't seem to work out. And you keep dealing with cycle after cycle after cycle after cycle. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord says, that there are some mindsets. He says, but what I want to deal with is I want to develop in you a kingdom mindset, and I want to break up the setting of the mind, and I want to reset the mind. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord is coming back, and he's saying, I need your mindset for my return. I need your mindset, and I need you ready. It's like when you're getting ready to run a race, hallelujah, in a professional race, and they say, on your mark, get set, ready, go. Right. Hallelujah. You know, many of us, we're on our mark. But what's wrong is it's not the mark. You're there. You're on the mark. You've answered the call. You're flowing in obedience to what God called you to do. It's not that you're not on your mark, but it's the setting that's off. And because of the setting, we're not really ready. Hallelujah. And things are not taking off the way that they should. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But the Spirit of the Lord would say today, I honor you for being on the mark. Hallelujah. I honor you for being in position. I honor you for being what I called you to be, doing what I told you to do. We just want to work on the setting. We want to tweak the setting is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. I want to reset you. Hallelujah. So you can really go. Hallelujah. Because it's time to go, said the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Without any hindrances, that you may run the race that is set before you. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Lord is coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. We know that. He's coming back for a people who have made themselves ready.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice between being on the mark and being ready is the setting. On your mark, get set, then ready. Hallelujah. And he says many people will not be ready because they're offsetting. They're offset with their mind. Their mindset is off, and it's hindering their readiness. It's hindering their ability to go where I've sent them. It's hindering their ability to truly flourish. Praise the name of the Lord. And so the Spirit of the Lord wants to deal with that mindset. Hallelujah. How do you undo something that has already been done? Hallelujah. How do you reset something that's already been set for a long, 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 long time? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. How do you bring the mind into agreement with the Spirit of God and the perfect will of God? But the Spirit of the Lord would say, I'm calling you into order. Hallelujah. You know, it's hard for everything around you to be in order when on the inside your system is out of order.
Come on.
Hallelujah. When on the inside, see, we have to have order on the inside. We have to have unity on the inside. Everything in us has to be in alignment and agreement. Everything in us has to be in order. And God created us three-part being, mind, soul, and spirit. Hallelujah. And our mind is that part of us. Hallelujah. Let's start with the spirit. We are spirit beings.
Spirit beings.
Hallelujah. We were created in the image and in the likeness of Father God. And God is a spirit. Hallelujah. He said, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. We know that he said of Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you, ordained you a prophet to the nation. So where did he know Jeremiah? We know that in the womb is where Jeremiah got his flesh. So he can't be talking about a fleshly knowing of this Jeremiah. He can't be talking about a carnal knowing of Jeremiah. He's talking about, I knew you before you had a flesh. You were in the spirit, and I knew you in that place. I know your spirit. I know the real you. Hallelujah. This flesh, it comes to mess up some things and sabotage some things, and we're in a fallen society. But God said, I know the real you. I know your spirit. And I knew that spirit before you even formed the flesh. And he said, even of Jesus, before the foundation of the world, the Bible says the lamb was slain. Well, you can't have, if you don't have a world, you can't have a flesh. So he's saying, I knew Jesus in the spirit was already in existence. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And when the angel came to Mary, and that when the Spirit, he said, the Spirit of the Lord shall overshadow you, and you shall be with child. Hallelujah. His name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. So he didn't form a flesh until Mary was overshadowed, and that seed entered into her, but he already existed. And so it is with us. We've already existed. Our spirits are not new. Hallelujah. Before you came to the world, hallelujah, before you entered into the earth, your spirit already existed because God needed a spirit to form the flesh. You are a spirit being. Hallelujah. 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 So even in the earth, that's why God requires the spirit to be first. He says, walk after the spirit. Then you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Mm-hmm. What is the purpose of my flesh? Why do I need a flesh if I'm a spirit being and this is all spiritual? And then when I get in the flesh, God requires, and when I'm born into the earth, God requires that the flesh die. Why do I need a flesh? Because he says, well, that's the only way you can carry out your assignment in the earth. Because in order to fulfill an assignment in the earth, you need a flesh. Mm. As it was with Jesus, so it is with us. Jesus couldn't fulfill an assignment in the earth without a flesh. Mm. Hallelujah. So the purpose of this flesh is for us to fulfill our assignment. So we are spirit beings. Hallelujah. Our spirit will never cease to exist. Our spirit is eternal. Hallelujah. Our spirit will always be. And see, and that's the interesting thing about every person on this planet. Every person that you see, I don't care whether you're at the grocery store, you're driving in your car, every person in the cars next to you, they are spirit beings, and that spirit will never die. That spirit is an eternal spirit. You cannot discard a spirit. It's nothing you can do to make a spirit unexist. It's here for all eternity. But it's a matter of now, hallelujah, where are you going to spend eternity?
Mm.
It's a matter of now how you will spend eternity. Is it possible to develop a set in your mind that sabotages your spirit for all eternity? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Is that possible? Is it possible for the mind to sabotage everything that God wants to do? And could it really be that critical that it sabotages things all the way into eternity?
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord. Just based on environment, just based on, you know, what are some things let's talk some more. I'm going to come back to how we're created, mind, soul, and spirit. But mind, body, and spirit. But let's go back to some things that cause our mind to set. We said environment causes your mind to set. Hallelujah. So you were born and raised in the ghetto, and your mind gets a setting that this is where we're going to be. This is it. This is us. This is life. This is environment. This is where you're going to be. And so the mind sits there, and it desires to lock you in right there. So it's set by the environment. It's also influenced by others who are influential in our lives, others that we respect, have a great capacity to affect our mindset. Information we get from them, you know, we get information from our parents, and some parents are wonderful and they tell you, go on in God, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, and they instill that in you, and they instill some virtues in you, and they instill a love for God in you, and they take you to church, and that's, you know, and so you're deeply rooted. You understand, you already knew Jesus was Lord because it was rooted in you, and you developed a mindset from a young age that Jesus is Lord. Can't nobody tell you nothing about Buddha. Can't nobody tell you nothing about Muhammad. You said, you know, he's Lord. You believe that. That's rooted. It's done. What a blessing. Hallelujah. What a blessing to develop that setting in your mind at a young age. Amen. Hallelujah. Whoever told you that when you were younger, you believed them. You said, yes, this is the truth. And it has anchored you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. But what about those that somebody told them they were stupid, or they told them, you know, that you can't do this and you can't do that. Hallelujah. And you're a woman, you can't do this in ministry and you can't do that. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Is it possible that mindset could sabotage your obedience in God and your destiny of what God really wants to do with you? And is it worth it to have anything in our mind that is going against God, going against the will of God? Hallelujah. Will the Lord, will the Spirit of the Lord, will he make adjustments based on, okay, I see where you got that from. They told you that you couldn't do this and you couldn't do that. Or will we be fully accountable? And he said, but I told you to do this and you did not obey. Hallelujah. I submit to you today, we're still required to obey God. We're still required to obey God because the Spirit of the Lord, he tells us this. He says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So he said, everything in your mind when you got saved, everything that was already there, did I not command you to renew that stuff? Did I not command you to reprogram? Did I not command you, hallelujah, to erase all of that and to be renewed in the spirit of your mind by the word of God?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So the Spirit of the Lord is saying it doesn't matter the environment. Because there's not one person in the Word of God that got called that didn't have excuses.
Come on.
You know? The Lord said, it doesn't matter your environment. It doesn't matter influential others. Nehemiah said, I'm the least in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It was all kind of excuses in the Word of God. Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. He didn't even want to see those people saved. That was real strange that God would call him to go.
All right.
Hallelujah. I mean,
yes,
excuses, Lord. But he was not excused. He felt like he seen too much. They were too wicked. They were too evil. You know, and he didn't even believe they were going to repent. He didn't have faith for them to repent.
Mm-mm.
His environment had already been influenced that these people are damnable. These people going straight to hell. He had probably been in that environment and seen that
That's
wickedness.
Right.
But hey! Jesus said, look, even your environment, I don't care what you've seen in the hood. I don't care what you've seen
Come
of these
on,
people.
Now.
I can save them. I have a harvest out there. Go and preach.
Speak
my word. Obey me. Don't be moved by your environment, whatever you saw. I don't care how many pimps you saw on the corner, how many prostitutes, how many drug dealers. You know every drug house. Don't be moved by that. They're going to all repent, said the Spirit
Come
of the
on,
Lord.
Now.
Go on over there, Jonah. No excuses. Whatever's in your mind and in your heart against these people, watch it out. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind and go minister to them. This is my harvest. Don't let your mind sabotage your assignment.
Come on.
Because your mind is wrong,
that.
Jonah. You're dealing with the wrong mindset, Jonah. They will repent. Hallelujah. Who are you to say whether they'll repent or whether they won't repent?
All right.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Preaching the
hallelujah. Day. Hallelujah. So the Spirit of the Lord, he's requiring us. He said, look, no excuses. No excuses. No excuses. Hallelujah. Fix your mind. Set your mind on exactly what I told you, and don't you be moved by anything else.
Come on, man.
If I sent you to them, there is hope for their deliverance. Fix your faith in agreement with my will. Even as you're going, intercede that they will repent. Believe. Fix your mind. Set your mind on the higher things. Hallelujah. Don't be discouraged by what you saw in the environment. God says, I'm calling for a kingdom mindset because it's harvest time, said the Spirit of the Lord. It's time for me to reap my harvest. Hallelujah. No matter how wicked the world is, that's mine. Hallelujah. I have a harvest out there, says the Spirit of the Lord. And it doesn't matter who's been serving me from their youth, who believed that I was the Son of God when they were a little kid, and who comes in at the last minute. It's my harvest. Many will turn because why? I'm pouring out an anointing that is so strong upon my sons and daughters. It's going to bring a conviction. Hallelujah. And as we obey, when we open our mouth, God says, I'm going to cause their hearts to soften, and I'm going to cause them to repent. Hallelujah. And what's so hard to realize, hallelujah, that about the conceptualization that it is possible for Nineveh to turn from their wicked ways. It's possible for Nineveh to put on sackcloth and ashes and to fall prostrate and to declare fast and say, God, we are sorry. God said it's time for revival. Don't you be moved by what you've seen in this country. Don't you be affected. He's talking to his ministry. He said, don't you be affected. Hallelujah. Don't even let it touch you anywhere. He says, just know, hallelujah, that I'm releasing revival. I'm releasing revival. And if I call you to the street corners, go. Hallelujah. If I call you to the worst neighborhood, go. If I call you to the worst city, go. Hallelujah, says the Spirit of the Lord. For I have released an anointing for revival. I have declared that it's now time for them to repent. And I have sent you, says the Spirit of the Lord. And in our kingdom mind, we see them fasting. In our kingdom mind, we see them turning from their wicked ways. In our kingdom mind, we see them praying and saying, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. It takes a kingdom mind to see that.
Come on now.
The carnal mind won't see that. The carnal mind won't receive that. The carnal mind would say, that's impossible. Praise the name of the Lord. But God says, to get this end time harvest, I need a kingdom mindset. I need some people who can really go get my harvest. They're set, hallelujah, on their mark. Hallelujah. They're set on their mark. Hallelujah. They're set on their mark. Praise the name of the Lord. So the Spirit of the Lord created us to be, hallelujah, soul, spirit being. who live inside of a physical body and we possess a soul. So our spirit was first. Hallelujah. We are spirit beings just like God, who is spirit. And we're able to worship him because we can worship in the spirit, for flesh cannot worship. Hallelujah. That's why, in times of worship, this flesh, just all flesh needs to do is just get in a posture of surrender.
Come on, man.
We just need flesh to surrender so our spirit can really be free to worship. So we take this flesh and we throw up both of our hands as a sign of surrender because now we're ready to worship. Flesh is going to fully cooperate with this because it's not even about the flesh. Flesh, all we need from you is just surrender to this worship experience. Hallelujah. And many times when we pray in our spirit of humility, we just fall. We take this flesh and we lay it flat on the floor, face down, and we just begin to cry out to God. Because flesh has no participation in this but to surrender. Praise the name of the Lord. Flesh can't worship. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We surrender our flesh. We take out the palm of our hands and we just lift it up to say, God, fill us up. Fill us up in our spirit, Lord God. And we declare that our flesh is in full cooperation with what you want to do in us, Lord God. We commit to walk after the spirit and not after the flesh. And we commit not to let a fleshly mind and a fleshly mindset sabotage the assignment and sabotage what God has called us to do. For we are spirit beings, and the only function of this flesh is to facilitate, to house this spirit so that we can get our assignment done. Then we're going to lay it down. Hallelujah. We're going to lay this flesh down. We'll be done with it after that. We'll be done with the flesh after a while. It has no permanent residence. God is going to give us, hallelujah, he's going to give us a new body, a glorified body. It won't be the same flesh. Hallelujah. So flesh is unimportant. What we need to do with this flesh, so you say, well, Pastor Member, what should we do with our flesh? Well, what you want to do is you want to keep that flesh in tip-top condition so that it can house its spirit as long as possible. Praise the name of the Lord. So that when God wakes you up at 2 o'clock to pray, flesh won't be so tired. Bones won't be aching. You can get on up and you can do what God called you to do. You can get up. You can walk the floor. Hallelujah. You can get up. You can pray. Hallelujah. So when it's time for evangelism, flesh won't have you driving around in the car rolling the window down. You can get on out there. You know, you can interact with the people. You can do all that God has called you to do. So we're not going to let this flesh be a hindrance. It's going to be a help in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My flesh is going to help my assignment. It's not going to hinder me.
Glory.
Praise the name of the Lord. And we are soulless beings. We possess a soul. What is that soulless part of you? It's your mind. It's your will. It's your imaginations. It's your emotions. And it's your intellect. Hallelujah. And all of those compartments within the mind can just sabotage if they're not set properly, if they're not in agreement with the word of God. See, the will has to be in agreement with the word of God and the plan of God. Hallelujah. You know, you can have all the information. God can give you information. God can talk to you, can tell you things with crystal clear clarity. But if you're not willing to do it, see, that's why Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, he understood this, and he said, I got to deal with my will. I'm going to this garden alone. He went to that place, and the Bible says he prayed the same prayer three times. What was he doing? He was setting his will in agreement with God. So you got to understand, it's not automatic that your will is going to agree with what God told you to do. It's many times our will disagrees immediately. You know, one of the first things that happened is you set in your will, See, no, Jonah set in his will, I'm not going. I don't want to go. I don't like them. They are too wicked. God, just destroy them. Hallelujah. He has set that in his will. But see, Jesus, you know, he went to the Garden of Gethsemane because he says, I'm going to fulfill my assignment. In order to fulfill my assignment, I got to set my will. So he went to that garden and he said, he cried out. He didn't pray no pretty prayer. He cried out with everything in him. And he said, not my will, but thy will be done. Is your will set? Have you set your will fully? Fully, the difficult thing, the hard thing, the thing that you don't want to do, the thing that you don't understand. You know, and yes, Jesus was very honest. He said, well, God, is there another way? He said, if there be any other way, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. How many of us are willing to just set our wills? Matter of fact, just reset your will, firmly fix your will. And it only comes in the place of prayer and in the place of surrender. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And you get in that place and you say a yes, Lord, until you've shown up mean it. And you say, not my will, but thy will be done. If you got to repeat it over and over and over. And it's in the place of prayer that that surrender is truly birthed. And in the place of prayer that your will is set in agreement with the perfect will of God.
Ah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Wherever you want me to go. Yes, Lord. Whatever you want me to do. Hallelujah. My will agrees with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our will, our imagination, our emotions, our intellect, our emotions. You know, many times emotions can sabotage you too, because sometimes in your environment, you know, you have picked up certain things affected you so bad that you develop some negative emotions, and sometimes you can even think about certain people and an emotion will come up. It will come up. Without any influence, it will just pop up, anger. You can think about certain situations. You can think about certain experiences, you know, certain places on the map, certain places you live, certain churches you've been, whatever it is, and emotions will come up. Sometimes the emotion is hurt.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Sometimes the emotion is, you know, frustration. Some people, you've tried to do a work in them. God called you to oversee them, and you were trying, and you say go left, and they say go right. They call you. They ask you for prayer. Tell me what God is saying. You tell them what God is saying. They do the opposite, and you're frustrated.
No.
These emotions, amen, that just come up. Hallelujah. Oh. Sometimes in ministry, the emotion of discouragement can set in.
Mm-hmm.
And many times when we don't feel like we're getting the support that we need or that the vision deserves, that frustration is very subtle, but it's an undercurrent, and it's there, and you're frustrated because why won't the people do what God told them to do? Why won't if everybody just obey, if everybody just get on board, if everybody just line up, and there's a little undercurrent of frustration.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God says, I want to reset all of this. Praise the name of the Lord. We're going to reset all of this. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. How many of you know that God can give you joy in place of all of it? Every frustration you have ever had, hallelujah, every emotion that you have ever had that would try to set itself up and sabotage your assignment, God, how many of you know that God can just reset that? Hallelujah. He can send a refreshing. I feel a refreshing from the Spirit of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. And every mindset, every emotion, everything in our will, the Spirit of the Lord is doing a work in it. Even right now, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So it's not our will, but it's his will. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We're able to just, he says, look, cast your cares on me, for I care for you. Hallelujah. And every emotion connected with the assignment, we just lay it at his feet. Woo, hallelujah. Every emotion. Every emotion. Hallelujah. Even the fear, sometimes that'll set in. Praise the Lord. We just lay that at the feet today, Lord. He says reset, reset, reset. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything that is not of him is coming out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ so that you can run, so that you can mark, set, ready, go. Praise the name of the Lord. The harvest is ripe, said the Spirit of the Lord. But the Spirit of the Lord said, I got to deal with my people. Hallelujah. I got to reset my people. I need my people to have the right setting for what I've called them to do. Oh, hallelujah. If you're frustrated, that's not the right setting. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, Lord, we give you that frustration right now in the mighty name of Jesus. If you're weary, that's not the right setting. Hallelujah. He's not called us to be weary. How he says his yoke is easy, his burden is light. So he's taking away that heaviness, the garment of heaviness, and he's giving us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. He's resetting this thing. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be not weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if you faint not, said the Spirit of the Lord. Not only are you not going to faint, but you're not going to be weary, said the Spirit of the Lord. I'm resetting you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And you need to be reset so you can manifest something different.
Come on.
As long as you're set where you've been set, you're going to keep getting the same result, said the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. But he says, you're going to see, as I refresh you and as we change this setting, you're going to see some new manifestations.
All right.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're going to begin to see the results that you always desired to see, but you didn't know why you couldn't see them. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. The kingdom of God. We're talking about a kingdom mindset. Hallelujah. Well, when we talk about the kingdom of God, what is the kingdom? Because we began already to talk about, you know, the mindset that's needed. But what is the kingdom? The kingdom of God, the Bible says, it's within you. Amen. That sounds like what we were just talking about. In you, all those emotions. In you, your imaginations, your willpower. In you, all of that. So all of that has the full capacity to stop up the kingdom, shut down the kingdom, hinder the kingdom, because it's in you. And if any of these things are coming out of you, hallelujah, they're coming from within you. These things are blocking, as it were, the full manifestation of the true kingdom that's also in there, in you. Hallelujah. Where is your mind? In you. Where is your willpower? In you.
All right.
Where are your emotions? Oh, that's in you too. And where is the kingdom? In there. Up, buried up under all of that stuff. Praise the name of the Lord. The kingdom is in there too. But the Spirit of the Lord says, don't allow all of these things to stop up the kingdom. Stop up the full manifestation, because this is the real reason why Jesus came, and this was his message in the earth. Hey, he came preaching the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So it's the time now where God says, I want my people now to manifest the fullness of my kingdom. I don't want my people who I have called, I have chosen them, I don't want them to be hindered by anything, because what's at stake? The harvest. What's at stake? Nineveh. They're going to repent. Hallelujah. But I have to now deal with my people. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The courage to believe God. This end time harvest is going to be, it's going to be such a refreshing. It's not going to be like anything we've seen before. It's not, and that's what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. No matter what you've seen in your church environment, no matter what you've seen in your ministry environment, he says something new is brewing. Something new is coming, and it's a revival. Hallelujah. And where you've not seen many of them in my house, he says they're coming. Can you receive something new in your spirit? Can you receive something new in your mind? Hallelujah. Where it didn't seem like they were coming in with their sagging pants. It didn't seem like they were coming in. Hallelujah. But the Spirit of the Lord says, hallelujah, as you obey me and as you walk in the fullness of your assignment and as you set your whole self and your whole system and everything that is within you in alignment and in agreement with me, you're going to see the turning of a generation, said the Spirit of the Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. But where is the faith? According to our faith, be it unto us. Our faith is embedded within the recesses of our belief system. If you can't believe, you can't have faith for that. If you can't see it in your imagination, if in your mind, if in your imagination, if all you can see is the destruction, if all you can see is what you've always seen, you will not be able to manifest and to see this harvest that's coming. The Spirit of the Lord says, lift up your eyes. But did he not tell Abraham when he was trying to get Abraham to believe for the promise? And he said, Abraham, I'm going to give you a son. He says, you're the father of many nations. But he helped him to see that thing because he told him, he said, look up at the stars. And he said, as many as you see, he said, that's so shall your seed be. In other words, he was lifting up and he was dealing with Abraham in the realm of his imagination, in the realm of his mind. And he was helping him to believe that.
Mm.
We got to make sure we believe.
Come on.
We got to make sure we're not discouraged. We got to make sure we're not moved by the church environment where all you see is the same faces you saw for the last 20 years.
Come on.
Are we ready for revival? Can we see them coming? Can we see them coming?
Yeah.
Can we see them repenting? Can we see us releasing a word and they truly repent? Can you see that? Can you receive that in your spirit? Do you have faith for that? Hallelujah. Because you got to get that in your spirit before you can manifest that. Because if all you have in your spirit is the setting from what you always seen, how can I manifest revival in you, says the Spirit of the Lord? How can I use you to bring in the harvest that I want to bring, because you don't even have faith for it? The Spirit of the Lord says, faith is a law in my kingdom, and he says, according to your faith, it shall be unto you.
Uh-huh.
So he's trying to lift up the faith of his precious people to believe for the harvest. What good is it to preach a sermon and you don't expect anybody to repent? You don't expect anybody to join church? You don't expect anybody to come. You
come
expect what you've always seen. You expect people to be late. You expect people not to give. You expect people to be disobedient because you've been disappointed by people.
Woo, Jesus.
But the Spirit of the Lord said, this is not about people. I'm coming.
Come on now.
This is about me. Believe.
Hey.
Refresh yourself. Reset yourself. This is about the harvest. My harvest is out there, said the Spirit of the Lord. Lift up your eyes. Look to the hills from which cometh your help. Don't look at the people. Don't look at what you've always looked at. Let
All
me
right.
give you fresh visions. Let me give you, let me open the eyes of your understanding and let me show you what I see. Ask me for vision, says the Spirit of the Lord, and I will give you visions. Hallelujah. I will open up the eyes of your understanding and I will show you. I will deal with you in dreams. I will deal with you in visions. I will deal with you as you pray. I will show you the harvest. I will lift you up from that low place. I will lift you up from your lack of expectation. And I will bring you to a faith, a place of faith, says the Spirit of the Lord, so that I can manifest the fullness of the harvest that is waiting in the earth. The harvest is ripe, but the true faith laborers are few. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers with the right mindset are few. Where can I find faith in the earth? Will I find faith in the earth?
Come on now.
Who can believe me for this harvest? Oh, ye of little faith, how long shall I be with you? I see Jesus rebuking the disciples, and he spent his whole ministry trying to build their faith up. It's possible. I didn't send you to a city for them all to die and go to hell, said the Spirit of the Lord.
My.
There shall be repentance. There shall be a turning. There is an awakening. There is a revival. Oh, there is a revival. There is a revival. Revival is here. Revival is here. Fresh oil is being poured, said the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. And all that you need has been deposited on the inside of you. Tap into those reservoirs of oil. Said the Spirit of the Lord. You are well able. I have equipped you, said the Spirit of the Lord. You shall not fail in this assignment. They shall come running saying, what must I do to be saved? You're going to see them running. Hallelujah. And my hand is not short to save, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's kingdom time. It's kingdom time. It's harvest time. It is harvest time. Bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
On your mark. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, there's a refreshing right now. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's a refreshing right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You've needed this moment. You've needed this refreshing. You needed to be yanked out of that old mindset. Ha! You needed to be yanked out of that form of disappointment. Bless the name of Jesus. And here it is, says the Spirit of the Lord. Because the Spirit of the Lord says, behold, I'm doing a new thing, and it's starting on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Everything old, the former things of darkness are not remembered, and neither shall they come to mind. I'm cleaning you up. I'm cleansing you out. Everything that was from your environment, everything, every word that was spoken from negative people, how it's not going to affect you. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord said, what did I say? What did I say? What did I put in your spirit? What did I speak to you? Why did I send you, says the Spirit of the Lord? For I have a plan. I know the plans that I have for you, and it's for good and not for evil. I didn't send you to fail, said the Spirit of the Lord. I don't care what you see.
Thank you, Jesus.
It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter who seems like they're not supporting. Spirit of the Lord says, I sent you. I sent you. I called you. I chose you. This is my plan.
Come on, man.
This is my plan for the redemption of humanity, and I've not failed yet. This is my plan. I am Yahweh. I am that I am.
Hey,
I am God.
Hey.
Oh, I am the Savior, the Redeemer of the world. This is my plan to save them. This is my plan for your city. This is my plan of redemption. And my plan shall not fail. And you shall not fail, says the Spirit of the Lord, because I'm sending a refreshing. Hallelujah, and I'm releasing my wind. Hallelujah. I'm releasing my oil, and I'm pouring it out. I'm releasing my spirit. There's an outpour. Hallelujah. I'm filling you up to overflowing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you shall go forth from this day forward with a renewed mindset, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I have exposed that that has been hindering, says the Spirit of the Lord. And it shall not hinder anymore. Hallelujah. For you shall deal with it in the place of prayer, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. So release, cast all of your cares upon me, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Learn to give it to me and to let it go. Learn to give it to me and to let it go. Hallelujah. For I shall deal with the hearts of men. Did I not say that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and I shall turn these hearts? I'm going to speak to some people to give.
Come on now.
And I got some people who will obey. See them obeying. See that in your spirit. Receive that in your soul. They shall obey now. Hallelujah. I'm going to speak a word to them, and they're going to do exactly what I said, and you're going to see it.
Okay.
Receive that. He says, well, did I not say I cannot put new wine in old skins? Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Hallelujah. Those old skins are going to, they're not going to get anything but the old, but the Spirit of the Lord says, I'm releasing new wine skins. I'm releasing new wine skins. And you shall manifest that which you have not yet seen in your ministry. You shall manifest that which you have not yet seen in your family, because they're turning from their wicked ways. They're giving their hearts to me. They're coming for prayer. They're coming to church. Because as I turn it around, see that in your spirit. See that in your imagination. See them turning. See them coming. See them repenting.
Come on.
Hallelujah. See the harvest. It's ripe, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. My hand is all over you. My hand is not too short to save, saith the Spirit of the Lord. My will shall be accomplished in the earth. It's a new kingdom mindset. Hallelujah. That you have to go forward. Hallelujah. And the grace of God, the manifold grace of God, is with you right now. Hallelujah. It's with you right now to walk in this mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Jesus said, greater works that I have done shall you do, but you can only do it with his mind. You got to lay down your mind, and you got to pick up that mind that went to Calvary. You got to pick up that same mind that went to the garden and said, not my will, but your will be done. Then he said it again. Not my will, God, but your will be done. Then he said it again. Not my will, God, but your will be done. Your will be done. In my mind, in my imagination, in my spirit, in my soul. I'm not moved on what I see. Hallelujah, what I have seen. But in my sanctified soul, I see the harvest. Hallelujah, I see Nineveh repenting. I see. Now, I don't care what they've done. I see God releasing forgiveness. I see the latter rain. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, I have expectation. I'm not just doing ministry. I expect them to repent. I believe God. My labor is not in vain.
Come on.
It's not in vain. This is God's plan to save this city. His will. His will shall be done. There shall be no hindrance, said the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. There shall be no more setbacks, said the Spirit of the Lord. There shall be no more delays and disturbances, saith the Spirit of the Lord. I am with you to confirm my word with signs following. Hallelujah. And in your place of faith, you shall manifest the fullness of this harvest. Hallelujah, because it's ripe. Hallelujah, and I've called you to labor. I've called you to labor in love. I've called you to labor with a pure heart. I've called you to labor with a clear conscience. I've called you to labor with the mind of Christ. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may it be done in us.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Father, we worship you. We thank you, Lord God, for showing us, Lord God, according to your perfect will, showing us, Lord God, everything that has hindered. And we thank you, Father God, that that which has hindered shall not hinder anymore in us, in the mighty name. It's not the people, it's us. Hallelujah. It's not the harvest, it's us. Hallelujah. Thank you for dealing with us. Thank you for refreshing us. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for changing our perspective. Thank you for helping us to put away the former things, Lord God, to embrace a new ministry, kingdom, perspective. effective. Hallelujah. That the harvest is ripe and we shall manifest the fullness of this harvest. This city is changing. Hallelujah. You're changing our city. Hallelujah. You've released the winds of revival. We declare an agreement with you, revival. We speak revival in our city. Be revived on every street corner. Be revived in every home. Be revived in every church. We release some anointing for revival in these dead churches. Revival! Revival, we're quickening this city. We're waking these cities up by the power of the living blood. Revival, we see them coming. We see them turning. Fill them with the Holy Ghost fire. Fire on every street corner. Fire in every crack house. Fire in this city. Fire in my city. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come, O kingdom of God. Manifest kingdom. Manifest in me. Manifest in us. Manifest all around us. Jesus. We repent. Come on, repent for being discouraged. Oh, repent. Oh, repent for being slowful. Repent. Repent for barely doing what he called you to do. Just dragging one foot behind us. Repent. I'm quickening you. It's my glory. My glory is here. My glory is here, said the Spirit of the Lord. It's the glory of the Lord. It's rising on you. It's rising on your assignment. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Oh, thank you for success in our assignment, oh God. Thank you, oh God, oh God. Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you for the harvest. Hallelujah. We see them repenting. Yes, thank you, Jesus. We see them coming running to the altar. Oh, there's repentance taking place at the altar. The altars are anointed again for repentance. Wailing and weeping at the altar. Travailing and purging at the altar. In the mighty name of Jesus, all in this city. All in this city. Bless the name of Jesus. We give our cities to you. Manifest the fullness of your harvest. Not one shall be lost, Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, I've already purged and cleansed the city of New Orleans. Hallelujah. Plant roots deep. Hallelujah. For my word. Plant deep roots of the word of God, and it shall grow. Said the Spirit of the Lord. And that soil, because it has been wet through the storm and through destruction, it's fertile to plant my word. It's going to grow, said the Spirit of the Lord. That's my city, said God. That's my city. Did I not claim that city? Did I not cleanse that city? It's mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. New Orleans belongs to God. New Orleans belongs to God.
Yes, Lord.
It's been given to the Lord. It's been washed through the washing of water. God said, I personally visited that city.
Yes, Lord.
I cleansed New Orleans before I cleansed the rest of this world. I cleansed New Orleans.
Thank you, God.
I did that, said the Spirit of the Lord. And it's my city. They're my people. I love them. I've not forgotten about them. Preach, saith God. Preach on every street corner. Preach. Go get my harvest. Get my harvest. They shall repent. It's my harvest. It's my harvest. That's my city. Saith the Spirit of the Lord. And no weapon that is formed against what you call to do shall prosper. No weapon formed against the assignment shall prosper. For I've given this assignment. Saith the Spirit of the Lord. I called you. You didn't miss me. I called you to that place. I sent you, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For such a time as this, and everything you went through, so that your compassion would be filled to overflowing for the real harvest. Now go get them, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Nothing matters but the harvest. We're dead to ourselves. We're alive to the will of God. Bring forth your will, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the mighty, 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 mighty name of Jesus Christ. We have a kingdom mindset. Hallelujah. The kingdom mindset to see a whole city repent. God called Jonah to a whole city, and all of them repented. God said, it's possible. Did I not show you in my word? There's nothing new under the sun. It's already been done. I sent one prophet to Nineveh.
Yes, Lord.
But I've given you a team. Take the city. Take the city. Hang it. Hallelujah. One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. And a threefold cord is not easily broken. I've given you the city, says the Spirit of the Lord. And with the kingdom mindset, we shall recover all. With the kingdom mindset, hallelujah, we shall advance. With the kingdom mindset, we shall conquer and overthrow. We shall overthrow the governments and the systems of this world, and we shall plant the kingdom in the hearts of men. And there shall be a real harvest for our Savior when he parts the sky.
Oh, glory.
He shall reap harvest of whole cities because of us, because of our yieldedness and because of our willingness.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Larry, back to you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Power and soul for destiny. Hallelujah. She was on point. The Holy Ghost been speaking. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If we allow our minds past the miracle, they have all spoke under the unction of the Holy Ghost. One thing she said was key for me today. She said, don't let your mind sabotage your assignment. That'll stick with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. She brought it out so eloquently. How you let her work, son, y'all? We want to kill folks, but the Lord said, let them live. Hey, you know what I'm talking about? In spite of what they've done, in spite of what they said, in spite of what they went through, hallelujah, he said, let them live. You know what I'm talking about? That's our assignment, is to give life back to people. Don't kill them. You didn't want God to kill you. When you missed it, when you were disobedient, hey, like Jonah, God didn't kill Jonah. Hallelujah. He allowed a fish to swallow him. Hey, you know, Messiah, and he was in the whale of the belly of the whale for 3 days. Until he came to himself and said, Lord, I'll go. Hey, you know, Messiah. Many of us running from our assignment. And some of us don't even know what our assignment is. That's the miracle.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. I was with the man of God today. Have the gift of excellence on his life. Yeah, there is such a gift. You can have the gift of excellence where you're working in ministry for the excellent God, for the excellency of our master.
Yes.
He has the gift of excellence on his life. Now, what I'm going to get jealous of this man for? Hallelujah. If anything, you want to get connected and close to somebody with that kind of spirit on their life. Glory to God. Woo! Jesus, God said he'll give us favor. Favor with man and favor with God. If you have favor with man and God, there's nothing impossible to you. Hallelujah, but you have to see it. You have to believe it. You have to know that favor is on your life. You have to know that if God gave you an assignment, amen, God is going to back you up. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what folks say. If God said do it, he said, you have more of me than you have of them. And if I be for you, I'm more than the world is against you. Hallelujah. So we have to take our eyes off people, as the pastor has said, and put your eyes on the assignment that God has given you. If we all would work on our assignment. Don't come try to fulfill mine, because you can't fulfill my assignment. You can't fulfill Pastor Miracle assignment. Uh-uh, you can't do that, because you're not her and you're not me. But God has given each of us an assignment. Everyone that have proclaimed to be a child of God, everyone that have taken on the nature of Christ Jesus, he said, let this mind. She told, that was her message today, a kingdom mindset. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You can't do nothing for God without a kingdom mindset. Ah, glory to God. But sometimes we lose focus, Pastor Miracle. That was a word from God. And we focusing on Lady Carol. I can't sing like her. God haven't given me the gift to write songs. She writes songs, she put music to the song, and then she sings them. Now, I can't write no songs, I can't put no music to no songs, and I sure can't sing them. So why would I be angry with Lady Carol Stafford? Ah! All I want her to do is render a song where she can touch my heart, saturate my mind. Hallelujah. The gift that God has deposited in you. Perfect that gift that he has given you. Work on your gift. We all have gifts. He said, I give you according to your several abilities. There are many gifts in the body of Christ. There's a gift of administration. Do you know there's a gift of faith? Having faith and then possessing the gift of faith, those are two different avenues. You can have faith as the grain of the mustard seed, but then you can have a gift of faith. Ah, glory to God. This woman have ministered today. We have a lot of callers on the line. I'm going to let... allow Sister Ruby to open up the lines. Amen. This woman of God, I tell you, Pastor Miracle, God told me to expound on this theme for this whole month, all the way up until the crusade. Have women and men to come and expound upon this theme, empowering souls for destiny. If we're not empowering souls for the destiny in Christ Jesus, then we're not doing the kingdom work. That's what God is about. He's about souls. So if you're interested in you pursuing God for a house, a vehicle, and some St. John suits, then you go right ahead. But I'm going to continue to encourage and empower souls. That's what God is interested in. He ain't interested in this other stuff. He said, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all of these things, but see, we're pursuing things without pursuing God. We have to pursue God. We have to pursue souls. We have to do what God has assigned us to do. Then God will bless you with the home. Then he'll bless you with all of these things. But we're not serving God, and I know Pastor Miracle is not serving God for the things, because the things are given. Those have already been promised in his word. Oh, this woman have preached today. Open up the line, Sister Ruby. Some have dropped off. I see Lady Carol. Let me let her come on the line. Maybe she's able to minister in song for us today. Ah, glory to God. Then we're going to open up the lines if there's any prayer requests, there's any questions. If you need some direction from God, amen, you need any prayer. The woman of God is still here. I don't want to hold all day. We're going to go right on into it. Lady Carol, so good to see you on the line with us today. If you can render us a song, if you're in position to do so, do so. Pastor Miracle also had the gift of ministry through song. Amen. She teaches young women and young men how to perfect and work on that talent, that gift. So Pastor Miracle also have that. So, amen. God bless you, Lady Carol. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God, and to the speaker of the hour,
Jesus.
And to all those that are on the line. Truly, I am exalted up in the spirit of hearing the word of God. Kingdom work. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about, having that kingdom mind. Glory to God. I was talking just the other day. I said, you can't have a trailer park mind and want things of God.
My God.
Hallelujah. Mm. Yeah, but the song that I want to sing, I had sung it before, but I thank God for the word you imparted for my dear sister in Christ, because she has such a great work to do for God. I've always admired you, Evangelist Adrian. Glory to God.
Thank you.
You have been the same. And I thank God
for
the spirit of God in you. Glory to God. No matter what, as she said, no matter what, you're going to live and you're going to do the work God has ordained for you to do. Hallelujah. Because the city is yours. And I will forever exalt his holy name. No matter what comes
Jesus.
Up, you're going to exalt his name forever. And
glory
ever.
To God.
I was going through so much when God blessed me to write this song. I tell you, stuff was happening from left and right. And I just jumped up about 2 or 3 something in the morning. And it says, I will forever exalt your holy name.
My God.
God, your name reigns supreme over every creeping thing, seen and unseen. God, you're over everything. You can put your hands together if you want to, where you at. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. I'll exalt your name. I'll exalt your name forever. I'll exalt your name. I'll exalt your name forever. I'll praise your name.
My God.
I'll proclaim your name.
My God.
Forever. A day is as a thousand years. A thousand years is as one day. And Lord, I will forever exalt your precious name, Jesus. Name reigns supreme over every creeping thing, seen and unseen. God, you're over everything, and I will.
My God.
Forever, Lord, I will.
Jesus.
Every knee shall bow and
hallelujah.
Confess Jesus is Lord and his righteousness, and I will. Lord, I will. I'll exalt your name.
Ah, hallelujah.
A day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years is as one day. And Lord, I will forever count your precious name, Jesus. Your name reigns supreme over every creeping thing, seen and unseen. God, you over everything, and all. I will forever.
Oh,
I'll exalt your name. calling God's name.
I was able to get you down here for this crusade, but it ain't over till God says it's over. So, hallelujah, we just bless the Lord for you.
We
amen. Well, God bless you. Amen. Sister Ruby, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. It was a treat. I will forever exalt your name. I like that.
All right. God bless you. Love you much.
All right. Love you too. Amen. Sister Ruby. We still have quite a few callers on the line. We had a house full today, full house.
Yeah, we're going to we're going to area code 832-8726. Sister Waters. Oh, Sister Waters.
Area code 832-8726.
Yes, ma'am.
Minister Cresha, I'm with Pastor Miracle. Amen.
Oh, God bless you.
Amen. And I was truly blessed by the word of God that came forth today. And you preaching in my hometown, New Orleans, Louisiana. Hey. Hallelujah.
All right.
I'm here in Houston now, in Houston, Texas.
Okay. All right, Minister Cresha. God bless you.
I was blessed by you.
God bless you.
Word that came forth by you and a word that came forth by Pastor Miracle. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Man,
thank
God bless you.
Thank you. Well, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I think this is Pastor Miracle's assistant. Very, very faithful. I've been on
Amen.
Pastor Miracle line quite a few times, and Minister Cresha is faithful to the work that God has given her pastor. And she
Amen.
Is certainly on that line supporting and praying and interceding for people right along with Pastor Miracle. So thank you for tuning in with us today, Minister Cresha. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you all too. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And we're going to Sister Renita.
Hi, how are you? Oh, my God, I just picked up my phone. I'm still at work. Pastor Miracle, you did that. You did that. You preach. I had half of my staff in here listening. You preach.
All right.
Thank you, God, for the word that came forth. You was also talking to me because I need to still clean some things out of my mind. I need to get my mindset better for God because He can't use me at any old level, and I can't be wishy-washy on the levels. I need to go straight on up and stay there and maintain my position. Okay,
Amen.
I got to get the phone. I love y'all, Agent Bernard, Sister Rue. I love y'all. Everybody, hi. I got to get back to work. Thank you.
All right. But your pastor, I want to let him know that Sister Renita's pastor, Dr. Jackie London, from Pillar of Fire Ministries out of North Carolina, she will be ministering for us tomorrow. So God is introducing us to some new blood, new
Amen.
Sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. So we're excited about that. And on Friday, Prophetess Pastor Cheryl Harrison, all the way from California, will be with us. So we're looking forward to tomorrow and Friday. We're going higher and higher with this word. Amen. So God bless you, Sister Renita.
God bless. We're going to Sister T.
Praise the Lord.
Bless him.
I truly give honor to God. Today was just so beautiful. Even though there was a lot going on with me while he was speaking, I had my earpiece on and I was getting that word. That was
awesome. All right.
God was dealing with my mind as he was speaking. And I just praise God for you, Pastor Miracle. I truly love you. And I noticed how the Lord allowed you to minister to the evangelist as well. You know, I just thank God for the God in you. I'm really excited.
Lord,
I'm excited. It just let me know that God can deal with our minds, and the Holy Spirit just came through there like a rushing wind. And I'm just excited about what God is doing, and it's just amazing. I'm still believing God that he's going to give me a ticket to fly out there and be there for sale. I will. Soon as the money comes through, I'm going to hit that PayPal up. I know that. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord. I love you, evangelist, and I know that's a great work that God has commissioned you to do out there. And I'm just excited about Jesus.
I'm excited
about Jesus. My heart is really full right now, and I thank God. Amen. I got exactly what I needed today. I thank you. God bless.
Amen.
God bless, Sister T. We're going to, you know, they've been on for a while. We're coming right to y'all in a few minutes. Prophet Michael Davis. Who else here? Sister Albertine, we're coming to you. Sister Kim.
God bless you, Sister Kim.
God bless
Kim.
You.
Oh, there she is. Go ahead. God bless you.
God bless you all.
God bless you. We love you.
I got on a little late, but what I heard, I thank God for the word, and I just ask that y'all continue to pray my strength in the Lord. I'm not doing too good today. I don't know, my back is bothering me, and I've just been going through some things, so I ask that y'all will continue to keep me uplifted before the Lord. Thank you.
All right, well, we're going to let Pastor Miracle go forth right now and pray for Sister Kim. Sister Kim have been supportive of this line from the inception, and we know she's been having some challenges, so we're going to let Pastor Miracle, y'all, I'm outside, y'all, pray for her right now in the name of Jesus. And I want everybody else, draw your minds in and be in agreement as we pray for Sister Kim right now.
Yes. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Kim. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you for lifting her up, Lord God, even on the inside. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in the mighty name. I thank you for preparing her for her healing today in her mind.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. In the mighty, you prepared her to receive it. You prepared her to see it. You prepared her. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we release a faith on this line in agreement and unity. We call her healed by the power of the living blood. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
Jesus.
From the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, we speak healing inside, outside, heart, mind, body, soul, in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you that right now she's receiving in Jesus' name. She's receiving right now. Hallelujah. We speak to every prison be gone. Hallelujah. We speak to every root. Uproot yourself out in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We speak to every report, and we declare that it must line up now with the report that she is healed. We speak the kingdom into her. We release the kingdom. Healing. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The word shall not return unto you, Lord. And we thank you for the sounds of the praise report. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Walk in there, Sister Kim. Wow, walk in victory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. God got you, baby.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's going to reward you for your faithfulness. Name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. The kingdom suffered violence, but the violent have to take it by force. Hallelujah. We got to take back our peace. We got to take our health. Hallelujah. Yes. We got to keep our mind stayed on Jesus. Hey, you're the Messiah. He said he'll keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. Hallelujah. We got to remove ourselves from garbage. Than junk that sometimes we have to be careful. Let me say this. Of what is being deposited in our spirit. You don't know what you pick up. In these places you go to, you don't know what kind of spirits are, hallelujah, is dwelling in these places, even on these phone lines. Stop talking so much. Get off the phones. Get in your word. And I'm not saying that to you, Sister Kim. I'm speaking in general. I'm not saying it to you. Get in your word and seek God for direction. Seek God for a word. We always looking for a word. Boy, we got a word. In 66 books, there's a word for you. You ain't got to seek no word. You're the Messiah. Hallelujah. We will spend more time in our word and in prayer. You're the Messiah. We will see God move in our lives. But we want a prophetic word. Well, there is a prophetic word. Every day there's a prophetic word. All you have to do is open up your Bible. God is speaking directly to you. There is a word from the Lord. Every day it's in his word. There you know, Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So walk in your healing. Walk by your Messiah and your deliverance, Sister Kim. Hey, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless you.
Thank you.
We appreciate
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory. Amen. We got three or four more callers. And you know, man, I want to let the woman of God go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Sister Ruby.
We're going to pray for Michael. Look, David. The
y'all
got, you know, the Lewis and Davis, both of y'all prophet. Prophet Michael Davis. I caught up with you again.
Sister Albertine down there too. We could let's go to Sister Albertine and let's come back to Prophet Michael, Sister Ruby.
Well, she had off and she just came back on. So
okay, all right.
Can you, Prophet Michael? Can you just wait a few minutes?
I would be happy to.
Okay,
all right.
Albertine.
Praise the Lord. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Miracle, Sister Ruby, and everyone online. I'm at work, so I got to speak a little low. But I caught like half of it. I got the text message late, so I caught a little bit, half of it. And what I caught was what was important, and it's about being consistent in God, keeping your mind, keeping focused on him, and keep that reprobation out and allow God to just work on you, remove things, and just be consistent and persistent in the Lord. And that's something that I've been really working on. You know, when you have doubt, then fear, you begin to lose your faith. So we just got to stay in that word of God and keep that faith going and know that, you know, God is with us. You just have to stay consistent and persistent no matter what situations occur. Look to him. And I thank you, Pastor Miracle, for that message. God bless you.
May God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Bless you.
Prophet Michael Davis. Thanks for waiting.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Thank you, God.
Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Bless the words. He alone is worthy.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. The Lamb of God, Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, Jesus. My God, thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
I want you to pray over Pastor Miracle before you finish, Pastor Prophet Davis. I want you to pray for the woman of God before we dismiss.
I receive that. The anointing of the Holy Ghost was truly upon her. in an unusual measure. There was a height that she was soaring in the spirit. A lot of people heard the words, but I was more concerned about the realm of the spirit that she was in. And I looked to see a person that's flying high in the spirit, and that's what the Holy Ghost took her up high in the spirit today. She was soaring like an eagle, where she could see like an eagle. You know, when an eagle soars, he's high, and he can see things from 8 to 12 miles away. That's why they call him the eagle-eye prophets, because they don't miss. And she was soaring high in the spirit as the Holy Spirit took her up high in the spirit, and she just stayed up there soaring. High above the clouds, high above any storms, high above any interference. You know, you can get into a place in the spirit where you can soar above the storm. And the Holy Ghost took her up high in the spirit, and she was soaring. And that's why she could see the things that she spoke. She saw them, and then she spoke them, because she was speaking things prophetically. She was operating under a prophetic anointing. God from heaven. Glory to God. There was such a prophetic anointing. And when you're in the prophetic, you have to be high, because you have to see the thing. Jesus always says, I do nothing except I see the Father doing it. So God took her up in the spirit so she could see in the spirit. And then as she was in the spirit, she spoke from the spirit. She didn't speak from the natural, she spoke from the spirit. That's why it was so powerful, and that's why it was impacting. And I want to say to you, Evangelist Bernard, that even though this event is going to be powerful, the next one is going to have the double portion on it.
And that was spoken to me today, Prophet Michael Davis. That was spoken to me today for the next one. Hey, you're the Messiah.
Thank you for doing it. And the increase is going to be even greater. The measure of people that will be there will be a good measure and a great measure, says the Lord. But the people that are going to hear about the next one, you're going to have to get a bigger venue, a bigger location. My God. And the Lord said this is going to be an annual event. This is going to be an annual event. People are going to look forward to it.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I bless you. I know that's God. It's God. Yeah, you're the Messiah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your anointing. In the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Have thy way, Lord. And I'd like to quickly just pray over prophet. I called a prophet, but I know she's a pastor, but she's also a prophet. Yes. She kind of wears two hats at the same time. Sometimes she has on the pastor hat, but then when she has on the pastor hat, God said, now put on the prophet hat, because I got to speak some things. And the Lord told unto you, Pastor Miracle, that the words that God, because the time is short, the words that God is going to begin to give you to speak to the people, says the Lord, that the time will be short for them coming to pass. No longer will it be 2 and 3 years for these words to be manifested. But the time will be shortened, saith the Lord, because the time is short. And he's about to do a quick work in people. And he's even about to do a quick work in you in terms of your increase. Yes, you have a building, and yes, you have people, but God is going to give you an increase, glory to God, because of your faithfulness. God is about to increase what you already have. He's not just going to increase it. He's going to multiply it, says the Lord, because you're able to handle the capacity because of your faithfulness. And you were tested. There was a test that came your way. Glory to God. Last year, glory to God, a test. But you passed the test. And now because you have passed the test, God is going to multiply you, saith the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Glory. You're the most shy.
Thank you for the favor, Father. Thank you for the open door.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Father, causing me to pass it.
Oh, we bless you, Mandika.
Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
We receive that. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God.
Hallelujah. Your name,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, man of God. Thank you for letting God use you. Praise the Lord.
Woman of God, bless God for you, and thank you for letting him use you and to fly in the spirit the way you flew in the spirit. Set the stage for this to come. This could not come if it had not been for the preparation that you did and your obedience unto God. So the stage was set for God to move.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Line. Amen. He's doing something.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
My God, I pray for Pastor Miracle in the name of Jesus. I pray for that heavy anointing that you descended upon her today would even increase, as it were, that she would continue to walk in the high places in the spirit, that she would continue to see clearly, not just in front of her, but down the corridors in the spirit, so that she could see clearly the things that are coming against her and even how to avoid certain traps and snares of the enemy. And Father, that she would be able to see prophetically over the lives of the people that you have entrusted into her care, so that she could speak prophetically for them to avoid snares and traps and the wiles of the enemy, and to speak wisdom into their life, even as the order of Solomon, to speak the wisdom of God into their lives, to teach them how to come in and out amongst God's people. Father, I thank you that you will also include the dimension of the prophecies that you give her, not just local prophecies, but national prophecies, that her influence, her sphere of influence would increase, not just locally, but nationally, for the glory of God in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that even as she is on the radio, I ask you to open doors for her to get on television, Father, for the glory of God, because of the gift that you've given her to teach and to preach and to prophesy and to decree and to declare in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that these doors shall open in 2015. New doors shall open. New doors shall open, saith the Lord, in 2015, to launch her forward and to propel her higher in the spiritual realm in the mighty name of Jesus, and to give greater influence for the kingdom of God and people that she shall come in contact with, and people that shall come in contact with her. For these new doors contain new blessings also, says the Spirit of the living God. And we thank you, Father, for it. Even now, in Jesus' name, give her rest, give her peace, and let her know that it is the Holy Spirit that's doing the work, and not her. Therefore, she can rest and walk in the rest of God, walk in the spirit of rest, in the spirit of peace, knowing that it's already done by the hand of the Lord. Saith the Lord thy God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank God for this change experience.
Thank God for his spirit. Thank God for his presence. Thank God for this fellowship.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you. I'm so full right now. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we bless you today, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Most High God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you again, handling the Lord, and thank God for this ministry, New Destiny Ministries, and thank God for you, Prophet Michael. Thank God for all that God has spoken. Amen. Thank God for the spirit of unity and agreement on this line. It's powerful. This unity is powerful. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. We agree right now for every blessing for Evangelist Bernard right now, Lord God, even in our personal finances, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Glory,
just in this atmosphere of agreement, we can just decree some things. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Overflow for her, Father.
God, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Every good work in her.
She
will lack nothing, Lord God. That lack will be no more.
God, glory.
It will be foreign, Lord God.
Thank you, God.
It will be foreign to her reality, Lord God.
Thank you.
As you have released into her, Lord God, overflow and abundance, 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 abundance.
Oh, glory.
No matter who doesn't like you, you should have abundance, said the Spirit of the Lord. And we agree, Lord God. We release that into her right now.
Yeah, you're the
most. We approve, Lord God, if all residue of lack in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Take this ministry in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Out of her personal life, even out of her family. She's just with the Lord.
Jesus, thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Now is the time to prosper, said the Spirit of the Lord.
Jesus.
That you shall feed many. You shall have the provision, saith the Spirit of the Lord.
You're the most.
We thank you so much, Lord God. We love you and we honor you. We thank you for this time together. Thank you for your precious presence.
Thank you
for every word that you've spoken. We give you all the credit and all the glory for everything that you've done today. And we love you, Lord God.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. We thank God for you, woman of God. You blessed us today. I always try to hear God's voice when he tells me to call people and ask them to speak. I'm not just calling to build me up. But God always have a word when he aside. I don't know somebody to come and speak on this ministry. Oh, I pray you all take heed to these messages that are being spoken and these prophetic instructions. I call them prophetic instructions that God give us on this line. Amen. I forgot Sister Ruby, so I'm going to let go to Sister Ruby, and then we're going to close on now. We'll see you on tomorrow. Dr. Jackie London out of North Carolina will be with us tomorrow and Friday, Prophetess Cheryl Harrison. So remember that in Jesus' name. Sister Ruby, I forgot about Sister Ruby.
Hallelujah.
She want to have a word to say. She's welcome to do so, Sister Ruby.
We have a caller on you. Area code 213, I'll let them go. 2789. Area code 213-2789.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Okay, we recognize you. Thank you so much for calling and tuning in.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Close out. Praise the Lord. It was a blessing.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, I bless you.
That was my God is awesome, Bob.
Let's sing that second verse again. My God.
My God is Awesome by Pastor Charles Jenkins. Praise the Lord. We're closing out.